You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Go ahead, make my film.
It's B-Movies, thanks to Mitze Bar, your source for all things NZIFF, thanks to the best place to go before or after.
Welcome back, Sam Sinnott.
Hi, I don't know Mitze Bar was sponsoring this.
Yeah, yum yum.
That was my first date spot all through university.
It's a great place to go. I feel like you go in there though and everybody's having a secret meeting. That's always, it would be a good place to meet up if you were a spy too. This is actually a very good juncture to say that thanks to the good folks at Mitze Bar who are sponsoring B-Movies this year, we've got a $50 voucher to spend there.
Go on a date.
So good.
So much sangria.
Yeah, you could have a whole jug of sangria. You could have some tapas.
Tapas is really good.
It is really good. And then you could, you know, take your date to a film at the New Zealand International Film Festival.
About sexy Frenchmen.
Which is what we're talking about this morning. Amazing. Text us now if you want to go to Mitze Bar with a voucher. Tell us something you're excited to see in the film festival. Stick your name and your B-card number in the message and we'll pick a winner after we talk about...
Passages.
Who's the director of this film?
Oh, I should have written that down.
Oh, it's all right. I've got it in front of me. The director is Ira Sachs.
Ira. Oh, I read that wrong.
Ira Sachs, my bad.
I was reading it this morning and I was like, I've got this in my brain and it just literally left. I haven't done this in a while, guys. I'm so sorry.
Just a bit rusty. It's all good.
Did
you enjoy it? What's the film about?
So this is a film centers around three characters. Thomas, played by Franz Rogowski. Martin, played by Ben Whishaw. And Agat, played by Adele Izakopoulos.
Beautiful pronunciation.
Yes. Yeah. If I've butchered that, I'm so sorry. Set in Paris, France, which is obviously the best place. Not Paris, Texas. Don't get confused. Which is the best place to have a love story. Mm. And it's about this film director named Thomas, who is just this basically egomaniac. The first scene you see him and he's just kind of screaming at actors on his film. Mm. His husband, Martin, and then he has an affair with... Agat, who is a female. So it's two gay men married. One of them cheats on his husband with a woman.
Wow.
And it kind of just follows the ensuing turmoil as Thomas tries to get everything that he wants at the expense of all the people in his life.
Ah, having his cake and eating it too.
Exactly what I wrote down in my notes.
Nice, look at
that. Not the director's name, but that phrase.
Just the important things here.
Yeah, so I am not... I've never claimed to be a smart man. NZIFF films, because they're so artsy and stuff, I'm always going to them and I'm like, oh, I'm not going to understand, and that's okay. I just need to enjoy it. Just go in and enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Try not to read too deep into it. And I enjoyed it, and I feel like I learned something.
Yay, cool. We love an enjoyable learning experience.
Yeah. I think what struck me about this film is I kept expecting these... big dramatic screaming matches between these three characters about who got to be the final couple in the end, because that's the traditional American filmmaking style that we see is tension and conflict, and if you had the story told in a traditional big Hollywood studio it would be back and forth and arguments and
be Marriage Story with Adam Sandler punching the wall kind of thing.
Adam Driver?
Adam Driver.
Interchangeable.
That would be such a
very similar roles.
Sick swap.
Oh my god.
But this was way more slow and considered, and the filmmaking style is really kind of it drops you in moments instead of trying to hit every single beat. And it kind of relies on you as the audience member to absorb the dialogue and understand that there's some conversations that have been had off camera or that you haven't seen that kind of add to the texture of the whole story, which I really, really liked.
Mm. Yeah, that's nice. I do appreciate a movie that trusts the audience to fill in the blanks. It doesn't have to explain it all, and it's you're smart, you'll work it out, you know? Gives you enough to get there.
Which is why I get worried, because I don't know if I'm smart enough to watch this.
Please fill in the blanks.
You're definitely smart enough.
But yeah, and I think this was really smart, because obviously it starts with him being a director and kind of dictatorial, and I won't spoil anything that happens in the movie, but you see him in a position of power straight away, Thomas, and you see basically how that kind of can interplay throughout your life and the personality type that was required of him to be that role in the arts, also then kind of feeds over into how he treats the people around him. And obviously it's kind of not obviously, but there's a nod towards bad behavior in Hollywood and the arts industry in general, and how people with big egos can have those egos stroked, and then eventually it can, you know, harm the people around them. Mm. One of the things that I really, really liked is right after he cheats on his husband, he says to Martin, "Why can't you just be happy for me?"
Oh.
About this obviously like quite bad thing. And it's because in Thomas's mind, there's just no world in which like he's not the main character.
Right.
And that just leads them down such crazy, crazy, crazy.
I feel
timelines.
Like this is one of those movies where I've heard a lot of my friends very excited when we've been talking about the festival programming. Everyone's like, "Oh, I really want to see Passages. It looks like a really interesting film." And I think that Ira Sachs has quite a like reputation for being able to handle complicated and like non-traditional relationships really well in his movies, and sort of exploring it without necessarily too much judgment. Do you feel like that's a fair thing to say?
Yeah, I mean, because I went into this reading the synopsis and thinking it would be like an exploration of late in life bisexuality or pansexuality, you know, looking at someone's journey from potentially a closeted youth to a out and proud gay man, into a more nebulous understanding of sexuality that goes beyond just this binary. And it's not. It really, it just isn't. I just spoke for a little bit saying absolutely nothing at all. Because it doesn't need to be. I don't think this director is trying to give you their thesis on how this would work.
That's cool.
He's just trying to be like, look at this like situation that could happen.
Yeah.
And I think that that goes to the trust that he has in his audience.
Yeah.
And also the two main characters, the two married gay guys, Thomas and Martin, their actors have been in, I think, 5 of this director's films.
Mm.
So they've been in multiple different roles with each other. They're really comfortable. And that like really shines through.
That's awesome. It's so cool when people can have that sustained relationship with other actors and with directors. You kind of, I think maybe the most Hollywood version of that is like the Wes Anderson stable of, you know,
I was going to say Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston, but yeah, you go off.
Also Adam Sandler, famously the lead actor in Marriage Story.
So good in that.
But I think it's really nice to see like a queer version of that, the way that that can work. And also a director who's not, as you say, trying to answer all the questions that people maybe assume queer directors should be answering when they make movies. Yeah.
And also, if you think I've spoiled any of this movie, I literally haven't. Like...
Just put that out there.
Just there's so much happens in this film, despite it being a more gentle, nuanced take on things. Like, so much happens that I have not even got into. So don't think, "Oh, I've listened to Sam talk about it, now I know what happens." You don't.
Go
see it.
Cool. Okay, so it's a hearty recommend for this one?
Yeah, I really liked it.
Awesome. That sounds great.
I didn't cry though, but you know, that's just me.
That's, you know, sometimes it takes a lot to make Sam Sinnott cry.
Yeah.
Takes a
proposal videos.
Proposal video.
Marley and Me.
No, let's not talk about that movie.
If you do want to go and see Passages, it's screening at the New Zealand International Film Festival, Whānau Marama, on the 24th of July at the Civic. That's a 1:15 PM screening, so have a nice little afternoon off work.
I dare any gay couple to go together and watch it.
Stressful.
And then text in and say what you think.
It's also screening at 9 PM on the 2nd of August, also at the Civic as well. So you could make a real evening of movies that night. Tickets are on sale now for the Film Fest. Passages by Ira Sachs. Thank you, Sam. Nice to have you back in the studio.
Oh, God, I've missed you guys. I can't believe I've got to leave.
We'll see you soon.
Bye.
You've been listening to Beer Movies, thanks to Mezzo Bar.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.